U.S. troops consolidated their hold on Baghdad's international airport after seizing most of it last night with relatively little resistance from Iraqi forces. The airport is less than 12 miles southwest of central Baghdad. Simultaneously, U.S. Marines closed in on the capital from the southeast. The Iraqi army has taken very large losses, and thousands more soldiers have surrendered. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
Even U.S. commanders were surprised by how quickly the lead elements of the 3rd Infantry Division seized Baghdad's airport. The operation started just 2 days ago, south of the city of Karbala, about 60 miles from Baghdad, and it did not stop until this morning when most of the airport fell to the U.S. Army, without any losses reported to U.S. troops. Dead Iraqi soldiers lay all along miles of the road to the airport. Hundreds were reported killed. At the daily command briefing at Doha, Qatar, Brigadier General Vincent Brooks was asked why the U.S. move was so successful.
We think perhaps we may have gotten inside of the enemy's decision-making cycle and arrived with a tempo that put us in place before they could respond to the impending threat that now is a matter of history. It's in our possession.
By all accounts, Iraq's defense of the airport was weak and disorganized, probably a result of the devastating air attacks inflicted on the Republican Guard over the past 2 weeks. When U.S. troops punched through the airport's perimeter, there were no significant Iraqi tank or artillery forces to attack. ABC radio correspondent Bob Schmidt described the scene this morning.
I was in a Bradley fighting vehicle, which was among the first Army units to reach the tarmac at Saddam International Airport in the early morning. And then as the sun came up and the Army troops maneuvered around trying to mop up the last of the resistance, there was still more gunfire heard. And even as I'm speaking now in the daylight, the attacks continue. The Air Force coming in, the artillery also, an occasional burst of small arms or mortar fire from the Iraqis who continue to hold out here at the airport.
By this afternoon, Iraqi resistance had ended. Still, U.S. troops were moving carefully through the vast airport facilities and into a complex system of tunnels below it. The airstrips had been rendered unusable by air attacks several days ago, General Brooks said, adding the capture of the airport achieved several goals.
It prevents the departure of regime leaders. In due time, it would be something that can be used for air operations when we decide to put it back into operation. And certainly that is important either for current military operations or for future operations after conflict is complete. Most importantly, we've preserved it for the future Iraq.
Fighting does continue elsewhere in Iraq. Another suicide car bombing occurred north of Baghdad near the Haditha Dam. A car exploded at a checkpoint, killing 3 American soldiers, a pregnant woman, and the driver of the car. Busloads of Iraqi paramilitaries also attacked the convoy of U.S. soldiers continuing to move toward the airport. And isolated units of Iraqi soldiers attacked U.S. Marines who closed in on Baghdad today from the southeast. BBC reporter David Willis described some of that action.
The Marines discovered there was a sniper in the tower behind them. Some Republican Guard have surrendered to the Americans. Others have been taken prisoner of war. The fear is that Republican Guard are massing in small groups, seeking to stage similar attacks along the route to Baghdad.
Throughout the day, thousands of Iraqi soldiers across the battlefield shed their uniforms and gave themselves up to U.S. forces. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Kuwait.